everyone, to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Anya Grindelsky. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, March 30th. Beginning in the fall 2022 semester, Quinnipiac University will offer an 18-credit minor in public diplomacy. Students planning to pursue a career in global affairs, international relations, or strategic communication would benefit from the new degree addition. Staff writer Jacqueline Pellegrino takes a closer look.
The nonprofit organization Hockey Haven is kicking off its 10-week program for young players March 9th. It was started by Quinnipiac medical student Aaron Marcel and will offer weekly one-hour practices that teach all the basics, like skating and shooting the puck. The goal of the program is to give underrepresented New Haven youth a chance to play hockey and increase diversity by eliminating the sport's financial barrier.
Quinnipiac University's Reverends Jordan Lenigan and Joachim Kennedy took a 10-day trip last week to offer humanitarian aid in Ukraine. In a March 23rd press conference at the School of Communications Open Air Studio, the religious leaders expressed that every person they encountered believed they would die in the war, and they did not fear it.
Quinnipiac University announced on March 14th it'll be implementing a new scholarship opportunity for Hamden students starting in fall 2022. It will cover 75% of tuition for 8 lucky students on an annual basis. All Hamden residents are eligible and will be automatically considered for the scholarship when they apply to Quinnipiac.
In Opinion, this week, Arts and Life editor Ashley Pelletier explains the importance of coming out. She only recently made her sexuality public, waiting to share because she feared making a big deal out of it. But in a time when homophobic bills are gaining momentum across the U.S., she thinks now is the time for LGBTQ members to speak out.
The fear of missing out, better known as FOMO, is a powerful phenomenon, and the rise of social media has only made things worse. Managing editor Toilet Brown III says through self-confidence, we can lessen the effects of this common feeling.
This year's Student Media Showdown was a massive success. Almost every seat in the house was taken, with even more people streaming the event from home. In this week's Bobcat Buzz, sports editor Riley Millett took home the Student Media Award for the Chronicle's first place win, and talks about what it was like to represent his favorite student media group.
In Arts and Life, the Creative Writing Department at Quinnipiac University hosted a virtual reading on March 28th for the winners of the Connecticut Poetry Circuit. The statewide contest selected just 4 winners to receive recognition, one of which was Brian Ataka, a sophomore from Quinnipiac. During the event, the winning poets shared and elaborated on their work with attendees.
The Barnacle is back. After the student-run satirical newspaper disbanded during the COVID-19 pandemic, Associate Arts and Life editor Neha Sinarine joined the Chronicle in hopes of keeping up her writing skills. While on the executive board for the Chronicle, she has launched a successful satire column, and her work hasn't gone unnoticed, as she received an email from the former EIC of the Barnacle giving her the keys to the organization. Now back from the dead on DUQU, Sinarine relaunched the club on March 26th.
Quinnipiac University's Multicultural Student Leadership Council held its first in-person culture night since the pandemic on March 23rd. At the event, students were able to enjoy diverse foods, music, and dances while learning about cultural clubs on campus. Staff writer Julius Milan reviews the night.
The Quinnipiac Legends spent the weekend competing in the International Championship of Collegiate Acapella Northeast Semifinal Competition at Berkeley Performance Center in Boston. This was the group's first live competition since 2020. Associate Arts and Life editor Neha Sinarine has the story.
For the first time since 2015, students flooded Quinnipiac University's Athletic and Recreation Center for Q-Thon on March 26th. The 10-hour event was filled with dancing, performances, and speeches, all for a good cause. As part of the Miracle Network Dance Marathon, Q-Thon's goal is to raise money for children's hospitals. By the end of the night, Quinnipiac raised over $125,000 in support and had a lot of fun in the process.
In sports, during the NCAA final in Allentown, Pennsylvania, Quinnipiac faced off against Michigan, the number one seeded team in the nation. But just over 3,000 were in attendance. In the Wolverines' 2 biggest season games, they saw their lowest turnouts. And it's not uncommon, as neutral sites for the 2022 Ice Hockey Regional Tournament can require up to a full day of travel just to spectate. Michigan alumnus Chris Hughes says it's the worst idea in sports.
The ice hockey season is officially over, and even though Quinnipiac University didn't win the Frozen Four, they have a lot to celebrate. For the first time since 2015, the Bobcats finished with more than 30 wins and ranked at the top of the ECAC standings. Sports editor Peter Pekarski reviews both the team and the players' growth over the season.
The Quinnipiac softball team went into 2022 confident, but the past two seasons proved fruitless. Currently at 4-14, at this time last year, they were at a mere 1-8. Associate sports editor Ethan Hurwitz reviews last Saturday's game and shares his predictions for today's four-game road trip to New York.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Anya Grandalski. Be sure to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, qchronicle.com. Thanks for listening to the Weekly Report. We'll be back with another episode next Wednesday.